Okay, welcome here to Bristol Bay, Naknek, Alaska. I am here with the voice of Bristol Bay, Wes Foster, giving you live coverage of the Battle of the Bay here in Naknek. Right now we have a good old matchup between two strong, high-powered offensive and defensive teams, the Sandpoint Eagles and the Dillingham Wolverines.
I'm sure a lot of people in Sandpoint know who you are, but who are you?
Oh, and yeah, this voice you're getting here, this is Paul Barker coming to you live here with Wes Foster. Everybody out there in Sandpoint definitely knows me as the King Cove Rookies girls coach, and I'm just here helping out with the broadcast, trying to get the game live out to everybody out in Bristol Bay and Sandpoint.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'd love to have done this all by myself, but the voice is just not going to cooperate today.
So on the floor for Sandpoint, we have Joseph Ortega, Colton Mack, Carl Smith, Ryder Gunderson, and Anthony Webster. For Dillingham on the floor, you have 33, Matthew Tennyson. Smeaton.
Caden is his first name.
Caden Smeaton, 24. Brandon George, 21. Tristan Cheney. Tips won by Sandpoint. Goes over to Ryder Gunderson up to the point to Joseph Ortega. Guarded closely by number 21 there, Cheney. Joseph Ortega dribbles over to the baseline. Tips it out to Colton Mack, but stolen by Smeaton. But his foot was on the sideline there. It's going to be Sandpoint ball on the baseline.
I was told by a cousin that Smeaton tore his ACL up last year, so he didn't play.
Yeah, he hasn't been playing much, but he's back this year, and he's asked to do a lot for these Wolverines. I've especially watched him in this tournament. Carl Smith up top, got to watch him from three, and that's in and out, though. Around the corner and out, rebounded by Smeaton.
Bartman.
Bartman brings the ball up to the point, directing the offense with his hand. Standpoint showing a man-to-man defense, usually a 2-3 from these boys. Over to the baseline, dribbles into the paint, but blocked by Carl Smith. He's big up there. Tries to get the next one, gets two blocks in a row. A little bit of contact, but clean block. Ryder Gunderson kicks it out to the wing. To Joseph Ortega, dribbles down baseline. Shot goes up, no good. Rebounded by Smeaton. Smeaton surveys as the Eagles do not pressure at all until half court. Colton Mack playing defense there. Over to the corner. 24, three-pointer, no good.
That was George.
George there for the three. Good hustle there by Smeaton. Goes to the ball there, number 21. A little bit of a travel there. Yes, and there it is, called there, number 21. Cheney did travel, and Sandpoint awarded with the ball on the sideline there. Ryder Gunderson inbounding to Colton Mack. Colton Mack brings the ball up. He's a talented point guard here. Bringing the ball up against Bartman. And he got a screen there from Smith. Dribbles into the paint, kicked out, but didn't get enough meat on it and turned over there. Cheney with the steal. Dribbling into the paint is three, Bartman, and he gets the two for the layup for two. And that's the first score of the game there, folks. Almost 2 minutes in, and Dillingham Wolverines lead it 2-0. Ball's dribbled up into the hands of Ryder Gunderson. Offense is getting started there, but it's looking a little sloppy there by the Eagles to get started. Getting a little bit shaky. Nice pressure from Smeaton as Ryder gets into the paint and is fouled hard there. Oh, but not a foul. Looks like he double dribbled before the contact. Good call there from the referees. And Wes, we have been having, I do want to say, excellent refereeing from these refs that have been doing this tournament for us. They've been just nailing these calls, making sure that the play has been clean. Brought up by Bartman here. He's doing their point guard work. Usually it's been Smeaton here in this tournament thus far, but he's getting a little bit of shooting guard responsibility here as he goes into the triple threat against Colton Mack. Green, great pick and roll there, run by Dillingham, and they going in for two. That's 24. Brandon George for two. Great drawn up play by Dion there and the Dillingham Wolverines. Colton Mack brings the ball up. It's 4-0 Dillingham. Eagles having a tough time getting going offensively. Colton down on the baseline there. Dangerous spot in the corner. He's trying to work it on his own. Kicks it up to the point to Carl Smith. Got to watch him, and it's good for three. Nice assist there from Mack, and Smith gets the three. Now 4-3 Dillingham as Smeaton brings the ball up himself. No pressure until half court from Colton Mack. Swung over to three for Bartman as he kicks it up to number 21. That's Cheney for three. No good. Rebounded by Gunderson. Gunderson tears the ball down, rips it to Colton Mack as he brings it up to half court. Only half court pressure shown so far by both teams as Colton brings it down to the wing. Still doing a lot of fancy ball handling. Back up to the point for Smith. Is he going to shoot it? No. Kicks it into Ryder. Colton now dribbling into the paint, gets to the right elbow, shot is good. Yeah, and that Colton Mack, you really have to watch him, Wes. That's number 22 for Sandpoint. He does a lot of the ball handling responsibilities, but he's a heck of a good shooter as well. Hartman brings the ball up. He's taking the point guard responsibilities, getting the traffic moving around there for the Wolverines as he gets it down to the post for Smeaton. Back out to the corner for Bartman, three-pointer, no shot, no good. Shot went up, no good, rebounded. Transition deep offense now. Oh, missed layup there from Mack, and the rebound is Smeaton. Bartman brings the ball up. That's number three. A lot of kicks out to the corner, three-point shot. A lot of threes so far in this game. That was Cheney up for three, but no good. Colton Mack brings the ball up, penetrates into the baseline, kicked out to Smith to the wing. No shot, setting up the offense again here for Gunderson. Same five on the floor so far for both teams. No substitutions. We have Eagles now leading 5-4. Offense getting set up. Smith over to the wing. He's fired for three, and that's good. So far, he's 2-for-3 from 3 points. He's tall, but you really need to cover him. He can really knock down those threes. He's hard to defend up there in the perimeter as Bartman brings the ball up for Dillingham. Both teams playing a pressure man-to-man defense. As Cheney asks for it in the post, he's got a mismatch on Mack, but he kicks it over to the right wing. Good ball movement by the Wolverines. And Smeaton nails it for three, and that's three for Smeaton there right on Gunderson. That's a bit of a mismatch, I think, just from watching these two teams play thus far in the tournament. Mack brings the ball up. Double screen there from the Sandpoint Eagles, but they're having trouble getting moving offensively. Looks like Mack's doing a lot of the work himself. Gets down low, but no good. Bartman with the rebound as he brings the ball up. A little bit faster now for the Wolverines as they bring up. Bartman still there with the ball. Still dribbles it over to the right wing. Guarded by Gunderson. Back up top to Cheney. Cheney dribbles over to the wing. Tries to flush it down to the post for Smeaton, but blocked by Smith. Oh, sorry. No, that was George there down in the right block there. For a quick block from Smith. I think that's three blocks for him already. Right now we have Dillingham down by one. 8-7 for Sandpoint. Smeaton inbounds into number one, Mayer. Mayer there for a quick little play. It was blocked again. Those Sandpoint Eagles are tough down there, but it looks like it was tipped by Dillingham, and it will go to Sandpoint.
Hanson is as well in the game for the Dillingham Wolverines.
Thank you. Yeah, we have Mack bringing the ball up, inbounded by Webster, as Mack brings it down to the point. Double teamed, but a nice baseline cut there from Webster. A little bit of contact from Smeaton, but no call as the ball is brought up to Bartman. Nice pass there. A little bit of tip, though. Number five, Anthony Webster, now has it in his hands and then hands it off to Ortega as he dribbles it to the middle of the floor. Pull-up shot there. Jump shot. No good. Rebounded Smeaton. Smeaton with the ball. Kicks it out to Bartman. Wolverines looking to push the pace here a little bit. That's now 20. Hanson with the ball in his hands. He tries to get to the middle of the floor, doing some ball. A little bit of shuffle in there from the Wolverines as they have a tough time handling that ball. A tough pressure defense from the Sandpoint Eagles, looking good thus far. Post entry into Smeaton. He's dangerous down low. No good, though. Shot goes out, rebounded by Smith, and thrown down the floor to Ortega. Ortega goes reverse and good. And now we have 10-7. Nice reverse layup there from Ortega. 10-7 in favor of the Eagles. Good defense from both teams thus far. Dillingham really needs to focus on their ball handling and check those passes because those Sandpoint Eagles will be tough down there.
They're up by 10-7.
We have now number three, Bartman, with the ball there on the left wing. He's calling for a screen, gets down to the baseline, trying to run a pick and roll on this man-to-man defense. That's what I would do.
It's tough when you're close by.
Yeah, they need to get themselves a little bit of spacing there. Bartman, pull-up jumper there. No good. Smith, rebound, gets it to Mack. As Mack pushes the pace a little bit now, as he gets into the paint, goes for the layup, and no good. A little bit of contact, but no call. Rebounded by Smeaton. Smeaton now brings the ball up, gets the ball straight up the middle. We have Smith and Webster and Gunderson and Mack and Ortega there for the Eagles. We have Smeaton, Bartman, Hanson, and
Kennison just coming
Kennison
in.
Kennison now just checking in for the Wolverines.
George,
another substitution
down
for the Wolverines.
Tilden
that
coming in.
That is Tilden coming in there. So here we go. We'll see if the defense gets switched because of the substitutions or if they're still running the same defense for the Wolverines. Just quick two subs there. 52 seconds remaining in the first. 10-7 in favor of the Eagles. Smeaton looking for an inbounds, have a bit of a tough time, gets it to Tilden, and back to Bartman at the point. You have a mismatch here on Smeaton on Mack. They're due to try and enter that into the post as he gets the work there. Gets it to the middle of the key, kicks it out to Bartman on the baseline. Calling for another. They're going to need some space there if they're going to want to run that pick and roll, or you're going to be afraid to not be able to get those. That was a foul there on Mack. Looks like a blocking call. Yeah, that spacing is going to be tough to deal with if they're going to stay there in that corner. Inbound coming. Smeaton. Smeaton looking for an entry. Lobs it over to Tilden.
Tennyson.
Oh, that was Tennyson down in the low block. And now it's back to Bartman on the left wing. He dribbles over, back down, almost to the baseline. Still trying to get that pick and roll going. Three-pointer from Smeaton. No good. Rebounded by Smith. Smith standing about 6'4". He will gather a lot of those rebounds as Mack runs that transition. Gets a cross-court pass over to Ortega, and that's good for two. Number 10, Joseph Ortega, already here with 4 points. Carl Smith with six. Smeaton with three for the Wolverines. George with two, and Bartman with two for the Wolverines. Right now it's 20 seconds remaining as Bartman dribbles around. 20 seconds remaining, trying to speed things up a little bit here. Three. Oh, it looked like he thought about a three-pointer, faked it. Then he went for it. No good. Nice offensive rebound, and good for number one. That's Jaden Mayer for his first 2 points of the ball game. Sandpoint bringing the ball down here quick. 5 seconds remaining. They're going to need to get a jump shot. Oh, and he was hit, but no call there.
Oh, man.
Oh, very late whistle there called by the referee.
Yeah.
Colton, yeah, he was at least 2.5 steps behind it. And it was, yes, yeah, Smeaton, he's still asking. He can't believe that he was called for that, but that's just his first.
Yeah,
a little bit of contact.
Why he thinks there was no contact there is beyond me, but, I mean, he put Mack down on his back.
Yeah, there was contact. You know, I think he's just a little confused because of the late whistle, but there definitely was contact. Colton Mack, usually a great three-point shooter. Last year, I know he was up in the 90s with his free throw percentage, but he has been struggling in this tournament as he misses the first one. Point one remaining. Mack puts in the second one. Good for one. And Colton Mack getting ready for his last free throw there. That was a three-point attempt on the foul. That's three for Mack thus far. Six for Smith, though. He is leading scorers. I mean, he has been knocking down those threes. He'll hit them all day long, standing about 6'4", but a danger from the perimeter and also a danger down low. Very tough player to deal with when he gets going. Some substitutes coming in for Dillingham. Looks like they'll join up at the start of the second quarter. That will be 21, Chaney, and number 5, Chaney. Oh, looks like they're brothers there, huh, Wes?
Our cousins.
Cousins. Okay, yeah, they're coming out for number 4, Tilden, and number 1, Jaden Mayer. Take a break.
They put a little bit more time up on the clock, one and a half seconds.
Yeah, now we have 1.4, so there can be a play here. If the miss comes up from Mack, we'll see what he can do with his final free throw. And Mack puts it up, and it is good. So we're going to have a quick inbounds here. And Smeaton's going to get a look at this one. Throws it up. It looks good.
Ooh.
Ooh, right off the iron there, Wes. What a good look Smeaton got. Caught Sandpoint a little bit sleeping there on the inbound. And Smeaton did get a good look at the shot and just was not able to hit it, but he got a good look and it was a good shot. So here we go at the end of the first. It's 14-9, Sandpoint. Here are your leading scorers. We have for Dillingham, we have Bartman with 2. Brandon George with 2, Smeaton with 3, Mayer with 2, rounding out Dillingham's 9 points. For Sandpoint, it's Ortega with 4, Mack with 4, and Smith with 6, with those 2 big three-pointers right at the point. That's really the difference here, too, folks. Take away those 6 points from Smith. It's a much tighter game here for the Sandpoint Eagles and the Dillingham Wolverines. One foul apiece for both teams. And those 2 fouls are on Smeaton. And for Sandpoint, the foul is on?
No idea.
Not sure. Oh, no, it is on Mack there for the first foul. So 1 foul apiece for both teams, 1 on Smeaton, 1 on Mack. It looks like those 2 players are going to be a huge factor in this game here.
Sandpoint shooting 50% from the field, and Dillingham is going at a pace of 42%.
Yep. Sandpoint getting a lot of good looks down low, right on top with those 2 big threes from Smith. He's 2 for 3 out there so far, so he needs to get shut down. Still man-to-man defense from the Eagles. Usually they're playing a 2-3, but they're trying to get some mismatches here on defense. Smith out there defending. on 33. That's Tennyson as Smeaton dribbles it down to the baseline, still looking for that pick and roll. It's not there. 21 with the ball now. That's Cheney. And then number three over to Bartman into Tennyson in the post. Thought about it, but no. Free throw shot jumper, no good from Bartman. Rebounded by Smeaton. He tries to get it out, but nice hustle there from 10. That's Ortega. And it is going to be Eagles ball. He's rewarded for his hustle there from our referees. Smeaton will be inbounding into Bartman. Bartman running that point guard position. Usually it's been Smeaton in this tournament, but I've heard that Smeaton is more of a shooting guard, and he did not look comfortable in his first couple games running that point guard position, so they're trying to free him up for some threes. Oh, Mack going for the steal there, but no good. He's guarding Smeaton. Step back, thought about the three, no good. Out to Tennyson on the wing, guarded by Smith. Smith dribbles down, or Tennyson dribbles down to the baseline. Kicked out to
Janie,
yeah, and then out to the wing to Tennyson. Looked for that pick and roll again. Instead, dribbled out to the point, but a three-point shot from Tennyson. Good. And there he was pretty open. I think his man kind of got tangled up in some open screens because he was pretty wide open. He knocked down that three, 14-12, still in favor of Sandpoint. Oh, kicked out to Carl Smith there in the corner. No good that time. That's just his second miss. Rebounded by Smeaton as he brings the ball down. Trying going for a steal there from Colton Mack, and he gets it. Smith there, kicked it back, and then Ortega bringing it up. Cross-court pass over to Webster, but a little bit off the mark. And, yeah, they take a look at each other, and they know a little nonverbal communication. Either that pass was just a little off there from Ortega to
Starnes coming in for the game for Sandpoint.
Oh, yeah, Starnes? That's Jesse Starnes. Yeah, freshman Jesse Starnes. He's out there for
the first time. Freshman, huh?
Yeah. He's a heck of a player, too. You really have to watch him.
He's gotten some good points in this tournament.
Yeah, he's a big threat, too. Three-point threat, plus he's got some height there just as a freshman. Over to Smeaton on the baseline. Dribbles in. Look for the entry. Step back. Up to the point to Janie. Back over to Smeaton. Up top to Tennyson. Guarded by Smith. Back up. Dillingham running a bit of a weave offensively, and Coach Dion wants time, and it's going to be a full timeout here, 60-second timeout. Still 2 points up on Sandpoint there, 14-12 up on the Dillingham Wolverines, but it does go without saying here, there has been 2 minutes thus far gone by and still no buckets for Sandpoint, so Dillingham definitely doing much better defensively in this quarter.
And King Cove, Major Dillingham has only got that three-pointer from Tennyson. So,
mm-hmm. So both teams picking it up. Defensively here, yep, Tennyson's just knocked down that three, so both teams focusing more on defense, which is always great, especially coming from me as a coach. We always look at that defense first, so that's good to point out there.
I hear you win games by points, but championships by defense.
That is what they say. That's what they say here. I kept telling me that in my young coaching career. I'm finally starting to pick that up myself. Win games with defense, with offense, and you win championships with defense. And, defense is just straight-up hard work.
Yeah, it's got to be. And that's the first thing in line is you got to get your players in condition to run up and down that floor. Because
right.
If you're trailing, you might as well be sitting down.
Oh, yeah. Yep, you might as well be just on the bench there as Smeaton inbounds it. 2-3, that's Bartman doing that ball handling control for Dillingham. He's taking that leadership role for them. 24, that's George with the ball, and I didn't see who put that one in. George did it all himself. Must have gotten open space, and then he put it in just inside the key there.
Yeah, nice
spin move there. Yep. Okay, Mack goes out. Thought about the three. Back up to Smith. Watch him there, and it's good. Yeah, so Mack racking up the assists. That's at least four for him. Three of them gone right to Smith for those wide-open threes. They're really going to need to figure that out, those Wolverines.
Yeah, he's got 9 points with three shots, so.
Yeah. He's 3 for 5 right now from three, and if they don't shut that down, it might be a long night for Dillingham.
Mack got a second personal foul.
Okay, so there's Mack. You don't want him gathering up those fouls here in the second. That is 2 for him thus far. Beaton, inbounding, looking. Oh, nice cut there to the basket. That's
George.
Beaten to George on a great set play from Dillingham. Coach Dion definitely drew that one up himself. That
George
was a heck of a play.
George got 6 points.
Almost stolen there from Dillingham as Ortega gets down to the baseline trying to find space. It's not there. Well defended from Dillingham. Tries to take the baseline from the reverse side. Kicked out to Smith, and here he goes again, and it's good again. Man, and everybody's going to be packing up those assists for Smith if he keeps nailing those threes. Dribbled up. That's now 12 for Smith here early. It's 20-16 in favor of Sandpoint. Smeaton with the ball. Passed over and a bit of a too much of a lead pass. and out of bounds in favor of the Eagles.
Is the lead pass kind of heavy?
Yeah, it's where the, a lead pass, yeah. He went a little bit too outside that pass. He couldn't catch up with it, and Smeaton knew he made the mistake on that one. Mack dribbles down. He's looking for space, kicks it back out to Smith. Colton, Mack back in, penetrating, step back, three-pointer, and no good. Rebounded by Chaney. That would be Dylan Chaney. Smeaton running the offense now this time down. Tennyson with the ball, guarded by Anthony Webster. Oh, hard contact there, but no call from our referees, and rebounded by Starnes. Jesse Starnes there, freshman, getting some quality minutes here in the second quarter. Four-point game as Mack dribbles it to midcourt. Over to the corner for Smith, and yeah, he's definitely going to shoot that three, and so he stops feeling it, and that's all good there. 15 points for Smith out of the Sandpoint Eagles, 23. I think I know what Coach Toby Sargent's game plan is on this one. As there tries a little post-entry in there for Tennyson, no good. Slapped out by Sandpoint, but back out to Dillingham. That's Barton with the ball, going right down the lane to the middle. Shot goes up, but no good. Another late call up there from our referee. It looks like there's going to be two shots. That foul, you see who that foul was on there, Wes?
I think that foul was on Mack.
Oh, and if that was Mack's third foul, that would put Sandpoint in some trouble. And, yeah, we're going to see here in a second if they, yeah, it looks like they're going to give that one to Mack.
Well, no, they still got Bartman hit that first shot. It's only his third one.
Yeah, so there's Bartman going up on his first free throw, and he knocks it down.
Mack did not get that. That one's on Smith.
Okay, so that will be just Smith's first. So they're lucky that Colton didn't pick up that foul there as Bartman puts in his fourth bucket of the night. Four for Bartman, six for George, three for Smeaton, three for Tennyson, two for Mayer, for Dillingham. It's a five-point game, 23-18 in favor of the Eagles. Colton Mack bringing the ball up, screen from Ryder Gunderson as he tries to find space. A little bit of a switch there from Dillingham. Back up to Smith, that time guarded well by Smeaton. Colton Mack back into the center of the court. Yeah, Sandpoint running a lot of screens here, trying to free up their three-point shooters as Colton gets into the lane, puts the shot up, no good, but he got his own rebound there, jump ball. Colton Mack worked hard to get his own rebound there.
He had some height on that offensive rebound. That was surprising to see him go so high.
Yeah, he's got some springs in those shoes. Colton Mack standing about 5'8", maybe 5'9", but he can really sky up there. Carl Smith inbound play, and he missed that one. Tried to get the alley-oop there for the jumpers, and then Colton kicked it out. No good there from three. Rebounded from Webster. Webster's going to shoot it. Oh, that's Gunderson. Sorry, Gunder there. Gunderson with the ball, missed it there with the two-pointer. Smeaton brings the ball up for the Wolverines. Oh, off his toe there, but hard work pays off. He gets the ball back over to Tilden. Tilden with the ball, doing a lot of dribbling, but there's a trap there from the Eagles, which means somebody's open, and it's Smeaton there taking advantage. Great communication there from the Wolverines as Tilden puts it in for two. Now a three-point game here, very tight, about 2 minutes remaining in the first half. These two teams really going at it. T is wide open, but Ortega says no, he doesn't want it. Now it's open. Ortega right down low, and he misses an easy two-pointer. And, yeah, he got a little frustrated with that miss. Yeah, Coach Sargent knew it. He's honking over there at the refs, and he knew that his boy had made that silly foul. You don't want to foul on the backcourt like that.
That was a great pass to Ortega, but it was a heartbreak to see it not go in.
Yeah, and sometimes when you miss those easy ones, the other team comes down with the rebound. First thing you do is foul out of frustration.
Yep.
So Bartman with the ball now, dribbling it down. About 2 minutes remaining here in the first half. Smeaton up to the point, double team for a second. Into the post there. Oh, but yeah, it looked like Smith had all ball on that one, and they called a jump ball there for Smith. Looked like he had the block, but he took him right down the floor. So that would be a jump ball, but it's in favor for the Wolverines. Smeaton inbounding and stolen by Starnes, 41. And it looks like we're going to have another jump ball here as Starnes got the ball dribbled off.
Timeout called by Mack real quick.
I didn't see that timeout there by Mack. So we got a 30-second timeout for Sandpoint.
And it should be Sandpoint ball.
Yes. There were two jump balls back-to-back there. First one was for Dillingham, so it will go back to Sandpoint. They'll have the ball with 2:08 remaining. Four fouls right now for Sandpoint, just one for Dillingham, so a pretty clean game. Our refs doing a great job out there. 23-20 for Sandpoint.
Dillingham shooting 47% from the field, 41% for Sandpoint from the field.
Oh, the scores again for the players on the floor. We have Ortega with 4, Mack with 4, Smith still raining down those threes. I think he has all of his points from the three-point land, and he's sitting at 15 right now. He's doing a lot of the heavy lifting for Sandpoint.
Keeping them in the ballgame, really.
Yeah, really keeping them in the ballgame. You take away some of those threes in Billingham, it's a much different ballgame.
Yes.
Gunderson inbounding. We have Gunderson over to Ortega, and Smith and Starnes on the floor rounding it out for Sandpoint. Starnes thought about the three instead, enters it down to the post for Ortega. Ortega kicks it back out to Gunderson, guarded by
Hansen.
Mack dribbles over to the left wing this time, doing all that ball handling for the Eagles. Oh, pull-up jumper from the left elbow, no good, off the front iron, rebounded by Smeaton. So we have Bartman, Smeaton. Oh, we might have a jump. Oh, no jump shot there from it. Kick back out to Smeaton. Smeaton looks for some space. Pull-up jumper, no good. Well defended by Mack. Rebounded by Smith. Ortega dribbles the ball up, shoves it over to Mack. Mack looking for a pass, screened by Ortega. Dribbles it down, looking for space. Almost a steal there from Smeaton, but no good. Mack put that shot up, but he was pretty open. Might have had a little more space to take it all the way to the lane. Then he did that pull-up jumper, and it was no good. So we have Bartman guarded by Gunderson. Kicked over to Hansen. In from Smeaton. Down low. Well defended by Smith. Kicked over across the key over to Tilden. Hansen. And up to Bartman, resetting the offense. Number 4, Tilden. And Bartman takes it in after a quick pass from Tilden over to the other side of the elbow. And Bartman had that lane on the left elbow and took it straight in. Smith was on the opposite side. He wasn't able to come across. Got to watch him down there with those blocks because he is just so tall. Gunderson up now, up top. Kicked out to Smith. Yeah, he's going to rain that three unless you stop him. And he misses that one. Rebounded by Gunderson, though. Good, hard offensive rebound. Back up to the wing. Kicked out over to the baseline, and then back up top for Ortega. Guarded there by Hansen. Three-point shot from the other side of the court there. Other baseline by Starnes. No good. Rebounded by
10 seconds left in the quarter.
10 seconds here and a half, and the shot goes up from Dillingham, and that's good. And that's going to be their first lead of the ballgame here, folks. Right at the end of the first half here, 4 seconds to go. They're going to kick it to Smith for a last-second three-point shot, and it is no good. So, yes, Smith cooled down a little bit. Look at that. Dillingham crawled their way back into that game. Definitely Coach Dion's game plan was we have to shut down Smith, and they did at the end of that half, and they were rewarded. Now they'll be up by one with their first lead of the ball game, taking it to the Sandpoint Eagles, 24-23 in favor of Dillingham.
Sorry about that. That second quarter, we had 10 points scoring 9 points, and Dillingham scoring 15 points.
Yeah, so
that's the turnaround right there. Mm-hmm. But again, the 15 points by Smith has kept Sandpoint in the game. Dillingham shooting 50% from the field, and Sandpoint shooting 35%. And again, with the low percentage, those 6 buckets there, or 5 buckets by Smith, has really paid dividends.
Yeah, that is the difference here in this ball game thus far. As we have our 10-minute break. Carl Smith here leading all scorers with 15. As we said, he has knocked down those 5 3-pointers for Sandpoint. And rounding out the rest of the offensive attack, we have Colton Mack there sitting at 4 points. Joseph Ortega with 4 as well. And for Dillingham, it will be Bartman leading the Wolverines with 8. George with 6. Beaton with 5. Tennyson with 3. He did have that one big 3 in the beginning of the quarter. And Jaden Mayer with 2, rounding out the scores for Dillingham.
So we're going to take an 8-minute break and be back with second half action in 8 minutes.
All righty. We got the word. Halftime right now. We'll give a shout-out to the folks helping us out.
Programming on KSDP is supported by the Shumagin Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Shumagin family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, and the Anchor Inn Motel. The Shumagin Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint, on the web at www.shumagin.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Shumagin Corporation. Hometown Values and Service, a proud sponsor of KSDP.
This programming is brought to you in part by Grant Aviation, providing passenger air service and cargo throughout Alaska, including King Cove and Cold Bay. For more information or reservations, 888-FLY-GRANT or online at www.flygrant.com.
KSDP programming is brought to you in part by Peninsula Airways. Reservations are available in Sandpoint at 383-6000, in Cold Bay at 532-2485, or toll-free 800-448-4226. Reservation information is also available online at panair.com. Peninsula Airways is a proud sponsor of 830 AM KSDP.
This program is being brought to you by a generous donation from the Aleut Corporation, whose mission is to maximize dividends and choices for its shareholders. www.aleutcorp.com for more details.
Thank you very much, everybody, and all the organizations, corporations, folks that lend a hand to help bring you some community radio. Big thank you to KAKN and Paul Barker, who are helping to bring us play-by-play coverage today on your radio station. I think that the earlier game has been posted that we had coverage of. I'm still awaiting a score. And if anybody knows it, give me a call. 383-573-8837, 383-KSDP. If you have the score for the 3:30 game that was Sandpoint and King Cove, the ladies facing off against each other, that way we can get that posted, get everybody informed, pass along the word, do the phone tree, do the radio tree. Radio check. Here's Justin Timberlake. A couple minutes and we'll be back.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. Come on, like the way we rock it, so don't stop.
Oh, can't stop the, I can't stop the feeling. Nothing I can see but you when you dance, dance, dance.
Right there on the block. Nice post move right there on Smith.
Dennis in with five.
Max bringing the ball up for the Eagles. Oh, Max sitting at 4 points, but doing a lot more than just scoring for these Eagles. Kicked out over to Ortega. Ortega over. No good. Jumper. Pull up. Another offensive rebound there for Gunderson as he shoots that.
Ooh.
Shoots that offensive rebound. No good. Rebounded by Smeaton. Pushing the pace now for Dillingham. Tennyson kicked it back out. Thought about the shot. Wasn't there. Hartman with a bit of an unbalanced shot, but he was fouled there by Max, and that will be Max's third foul.
I thought Gunderson would have been nice to take that shot off the glass, but he went right to the rim there for that point and came up a little shy on that really good opportunity.
Yeah, I thought he had the lane there. He probably could have even turned it into a layup.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was a little impatient, just kind of pulled up. Tried to take that jumper. Unfortunately, he missed it. Hartman hits his first free throw, misses the second. Rebounded by Gunderson over to Mack. Mack surveying the floor, guarded by Bartman. Mack goes in for a layup. No good. Looked like he thought he was fouled, but no. Well guarded by Smeaton as Bartman brings the ball up
for
Dillingham.
It's a tie ball game at 29.
Yeah, tie ball game here with about 5 minutes left. Pulled up from three for Smeaton. No good. Rebounded by Smith. Quick transition game there for the Eagles. Nice look there from Smith to Ortega, but no good there on the layup. Eagles struggling offensively here to start the half. Shot went up there from Chaney. No good three-point shot. And the travel was called there on number 10 for Stan Point. That was Bravo. But it looks like he's hurt there. Coach Sargent coming out to check on his man. Yeah, Abraham, that's Joseph Ortega there, number 10. He was the one that went down. Looks like he had a little bit of pain on his back, a little bit of contact there. Traveling violation there on Ortega.
WWF right there.
Yeah.
I think he went to the floor and the other guy just jumped on
him
really hard after he called for traveling. So too bad you can't have a foul called after contact or something like that, because that could have been a double foul.
Well, they could have called that as a flagrant, but that would have been the call that they could have made, but no call there. Kicked over to Starnes as he's now in for standpoint.
Stolen
by Smeaton. Smeaton looking for that center lane, and he goes up. Yeah, a little bit of a late whistle there, but Smeaton gets the call. He was well guarded and took that middle lane.
I really don't know how standpoint got the ball. I thought Ortega had was called for traveling. You know, down here where he had the pain, he's sitting on the bench right now. But then the other guy jumps on top of him. However, Smeaton's at the line for two.
Yeah, so it's Smeaton there for two. Smeaton on the floor as well as Bartman and Chaney. Number 24, Brandon George, and Tennyson rounding it out for Dillingham. On the floor for standpoint is Webster, Smith, Gunderson, Mack, and Starn. Colt Mack bringing the ball up again. Started right there at half court by Bartman.
29-31 in favor of Dillingham.
Max surveying the floor, thinking about it. Standpoint now running what looks like a four-out offense here, not even putting anybody in the paint as Colton Max draws the foul.
That's going to be
looks
a foul
like
on
an
Smith.
Offensive foul there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looked like it was on Smith. Offensive foul, illegal screen. Ball goes into the hands of Dillingham here with 4 minutes and 35 seconds remaining. Yeah, Dillingham here up on standpoint, 31-29, controlling the pace much better here in this second half thus far. Hartman over to Smeaton. He'll pull up the three. And, yeah, we all know that he can hit those three-point shots. Wes, I'm pretty sure that's his first one, but we know that he's dangerous from that three-point line.
Actually, his second.
Oh, that's his second, yes.
Sir. Yeah, so he had the range. He's just now going to start getting in the groove here, I think.
Good ball movement there from standpoint. Nice look there from Starnes over to Gunderson. Gunderson could not handle the pass, though. Went out on his tip. And frustration maybe settling in here for standpoint. They need to get their heads in this game here. Having a tough time offensively in this quarter. Hartman over to
George.
Guarded by Smith. Tennyson guarded by Webster. He'll try an entry pass into the post right underneath the basket. No good. Rebounded by Starnes. Starnes turns around, dribbles down the court, surveying, waiting for his teammate, puts it in the hands of Max. Max, good ball fake there. Gunderson wide open, thought about the shot, but did not take it.
I think he had the last shot he took in mind, you know, when he was just a chip shot. He says, I don't want that. Oh, Gunderson just a traveled with it for Mac.
Yeah, travel Gunderson. Violation for Mac, and it will be Dillingham ball. Yeah, Gunderson was open there in the baseline, but I just think Mac didn't see him.
Smeaton was kind of in his few advantage there, so.
Yeah, I don't think Mac could see him, but Gunderson had a nice cut there to the baseline. But anyway, it is Dillingham ball, 3 minutes remaining, 34-29 in favor of Dillingham. Hartman, hold up, Smeaton at the baseline, over to, back to Bartman. Bartman, pull up from the elbow. Good, and that's Bartman there. That will be his 11th point of the game. He's leading all scorers for Dillingham. Colton Mack brings the ball up, drives baseline, triple team, kicked out to Smith.
That's a window.
No good from Smith.
Oh.
Yeah, and that is definitely the game plan there for Coach Dion and Dillingham. Shut down Smith. They've been doing a good job with that here in the second half so far.
Smith just let it go off of his fingertips a couple of times. Right down there on the baseline, he had to pick it up twice, and then the second time he actually let it go out of bounds.
And so both teams still in a man-to-man defense, playing nice pressure here in the half court. Over to
Tilden.
Number four, that's Tilden. Over to Bartman for three. It's good, and Bartman really feeling it here. That's 14 for Bartman. Leading all scorers for Dillingham. Smith has been quiet here in the second half. He is still leading all standpoint scorers. Standpoint struggling offensively, only 29 here so far.
And they're down by 10, 29-39.
Down to 29, so excellent defense so far as Mack pulls up and finally stops the bleeding there and puts a stopper on it offensively.
He's got seven.
For Standpoint as he knocks in his seventh game. Hartman, well guarded by Ortega, trying to dribble around it. But Ortega really hassling Bartman now. Over to Smeaton. Step back into the post. That was Mayer, new entry there for Dillingham, as Bartman, again, from that left elbow. That is a spot they need to shut down, because Bartman hit three of those in this second half alone. Right
Bartman
from that left
is
elbow.
On fire for Dillingham right now.
Oh, and Max feeling it for three, and boom, he's hit two in a row, 2 3-pointers. That one was pretty deep there, Wes.
Max got 10.
At 10 for Mack. He's catching up there to Smith to lead all scorers for Standpoint.
6 point lead now by Dillingham.
About a minute left here in this third quarter. Entry into the lane, blocked by Starnes. Starnes gets it over to Mack. 1 minute, 10 seconds remaining. Nice look there from Mack over to Starnes, but he cannot finish. Yeah, Starnes frustrated with himself. He knew that he had that one, but just missed it right there on the block.
He had a tough time. He was behind that backboard, you know, so he had to reach right out in front. So
yeah, he kind of had to reposition his body there.
For a freshman, that was an excellent opportunity that he missed.
41-35, still in favor of Dillingham. Bartman controlling the pace of this game. Smeaton, pull-up shot, no good. Rebounded.
Tilden.
Offensive by Tilden, and he'll draw the foul there on the putback. Looks like that one's going to go on Ortega. Fouling becoming an issue here for Standpoint. Smith sitting at three. That would just
That was on Starnes.
That was
first
on Starnes. Yeah, I thought that one was on Ortega, but it goes to Starnes. That's just his first.
Tilden has yet to score. Oh, right off the front of the rim.
This free throw shot there from Tilden trying to get to that charity stripe, and he cannot hit that first free throw. Substitution coming in, number 24. That's Brandon George. And Tennyson taking a breath. He played good minutes there in that third quarter, but he definitely looks like he needs a breath. George coming in. Tilden knocks down his first bucket of the game, 42-35 in favor of Dillingham, 45 seconds remaining. Mack, shove there, pass, shove there on Dillingham, number 20. That will be
Hanson has his first personal and only a second team foul for Dillingham in the second half, so they're doing an excellent job keeping their hands off of him.
Here's Mack here in the corner for three. I don't think it hit anything on that one. Rebounded by Smeaton. Bringing it down. 30 seconds remaining. 42-35. River of Dillingham. Smeaton. He gets to the elbow. Pulls up. It's good. So that makes 11 for Smeaton. So pretty well-balanced attack here from Dillingham with Bartman and Smeaton both sitting at 11 points. Tied for the high score for Dillingham scorers. Mack gets into the lane. Punches it off the glass. Great move there from Mack. He gets to. Whistle there from
referee. We're going to have to wait. we're not going to see any numbers going up, so maybe it's just a warning on one of the teams.
Yeah, it may have had a bench warning there on Sandpoint's bench as Ryder Gunderson checks in for Starn.
Hilden controlling it now for Dillingham.
Hilden now, yeah, taking that ball handle. That's number four for Dillingham. Oh, and he gets that shot up. Oh, right off the front iron there, Wes. And that one almost looked good for Hilden.
Here. Dillingham ahead 44-37.
Yeah, huge quarter for Dillingham.
20 points in that third quarter and 14 for Sandpoint. So still only a 7-point lead. And if Smith can hit a couple of threes, Mac, you know, stay in the game. This could be a run down to the end.
I think we're going to have a tight fourth quarter. These coaches really just going at it with each other, and these two teams have really, really given us a good show. It's been a great matchup the whole way.
16 points by Bartman, 9 by George, 11 by Smeaton, Tennyson with 5, 2 by Mayer, and 1 by Tilden.
Yeah, so that's what we're talking about, that well-balanced attack from Dillingham. It looks like everybody out there is getting their shots in, and well-balanced offensive attack by Dillingham. For Sandpoint, it'll be Ortega with 4, Mack with 12, Webster with 6. He hit those two threes early in the quarter. Gunderson, no points yet. Smith with 15, but he has not scored yet in the second half.
No, he hasn't. That's where Sandpoint has stayed in the ball game is with Smith, and he had a couple of attempts at it, but not able to really finish them all. So maybe that's just in the back of his mind that he's got to let some of his teammates handle it.
So for Dillingham, now it'll be Tilden. Tilden and Smeaton on the floor. Tilden takes it straight in, but no good. Rebounded by Gunderson. Gunderson over to Mack. Mack, surveying the floor, gets inside. Tries to get the layup, but he is fouled. Game getting a little physical here as it sits with Sandpoint with 4 fouls. That will be the third team foul for Dillingham in this quarter. And Mack will be going to the free throw line. That foul was on there, Wes. Who did they call that
one?
We're going
to call it on Hanson.
Hanson. That will be his second. But no real foul trouble here for either team. Max sitting at 3. He's the only one that's in any kind of related foul trouble, but it is the fourth quarter. And he's at the free throw line for 2. On the floor for Dillingham, you have Smeaton, Hilden, Hanson, Janey, and George. Sandpoint, Smith, Ortega, Max, Webster, and Gunderson. Mack, good for his first free throw. Puts it up, and it's in around the rim, and that's good for Mack. And that will be his 14th point of the ball game. Mack now going to game offensively for Sandpoint as Tilden has the ball, doing that ball handling for Dillingham. Gets it over to
Mayer.
Into Mayer, down low in the post, guarded by Smith, and blocked. That's a bit of a size mismatch there, Wes.
Yeah, I would think Smith would be on Smeaton a little bit more.
Yeah.
But that's not the case.
Yeah, like, well defended there in the post, but yeah, a bit of a size mismatch for Dillingham.
You have Mayer giving about 3 or 4, maybe even 5 inches on Smith. And then when you look at who's guarding Smeaton, was it Ortega or Mack,
yeah.
You know, there's a mismatch as well.
Yep, and Mack likes that, having that responsibility, having their best player on the floor. Hard contact there for but no foul called on Mack as Hartman brings the ball down, goes up for a layup. Yeah, he was out of bounds, though. Tried to get it back in there to one of his teammates, but just couldn't get his feet up and went out of bounds, and it'll be in favor of the Eagles. 44-39 here for Dillingham, still up by 5, 7 minutes remaining here in the fourth. Still a tight game. Colton Mack working the ball. Pulls his dribble up, though. Ryder Gunderson over there on the wing. Back up to Mack. Green there for Smith. Ortega. Ortega drives baseline. No good. Good hustle there. Oh, shot from the knees there from Mack. And Ryder Gunderson. I haven't been keeping track of offensive rebounds, but that's at least 4 for Gunderson. He is doing a lot of the hard work for Sandpoint. Great job there for Ryder.
Pulls within 3.
Yeah, that'll make it 3 points. Still Dillingham in the lead. Bartman. Bartman pull up. No good. Whistle there from the referee, so we're sorting things out here.
Referee, I think, thought he had double dribbled but actually somebody knocked the ball out of Bartman's hand.
So an inadvertent whistle.
Yeah.
Rebound, inbound here. He's over to Tennyson. Great look from Smeaton to Tennyson. And that
makes seven
for Tennyson. Great look there from Smeaton. 46-41 in favor of Dillingham. 6:15 remaining in this game. Back over to Webster. He's hot.
Oh, it's off.
Yeah, way off there on that one. Oh, it looks like, yep, it's rebounded there by Dillingham. Over to Bartman. Thought about it. Nope, nowhere, though. Whoa, but Smeaton almost into the lane there. Shot goes up, no good. Rebounded by Ortega as he flies down the floor. Puts his shoulder down. Yeah, no foul called on that one. He was a little out of control. Webster, shot goes up, no good. Rebounded by Mack, though. Oh, my goodness. And another shot goes up from Mack, and no call there. Sandpoint really having a hard time here offensively in the third quarter, in the second half. Having a hard time getting going. Shot went up from Smeaton. No good. Rebounded by Smith. 46-41. Still in favor of Dillingham.
5:25 left in the fourth.
Yeah, this game's coming down to the wire, just as we said, Wes.
You know, this I would have given the advantage to Dillingham, but Sandpoint, at the beginning of the game, I would have given it to Dillingham just by prior experience. But right now, Sandpoint is playing way above their, I think, their potential, really. They have really put a good game on here with Dillingham.
Yeah, they have. Yeah, they're struggling here offensively a little bit in this fourth quarter, having a tough time putting the ball in the hoop.
You know, in Mack right now, he's really pushing the ball down, and George was standing his ground last time when Mack went hard to the floor. So, you know, Mack just doesn't need to put all that effort into some of those shots.
Right.
Just keep his head about him and, you know, not go near as fast.
Yeah, Dillingham getting pretty physical here with these Wolverines. They're up to 5 fouls, and 4 of them have come in this fourth quarter alone. But Mack hits his free throw and brings it down to 3. For now, 5 minutes even here as Keaton brings the ball up for Dillingham. Started by Mack. Bartman, 3. No good. Rebounded by Webster. Ortega looking down for the floor. Off of Gunderson's hands. He could not handle that pass. On the floor for Sandpoint is Gunderson. Smith, Ortega, Webster and Mack, substitution coming in here for Dillingham. That will be Tilden for Hartman.
Well, that's kind of unusual.
At
this point in the game.
Yeah,
he's still got 3
time.
Points there.
I think Coach Dion just wants to have a word with Bartman, but I think he'll be coming back in a minute or so here. Yeah, Bartman, again, leading all scorers for Dillingham. 16 points for him so far. Yeah, he is checking right back in here, Wes.
Offensive foul by George. Turns it over.
Turnover. That's a
Sandpoint.
Big turnover. 3-point game here. We'll see if they'll be looking for 3 on this play. See if they can get this game tied up as Bartman checks right back in. Tilden, Coach Dion just wanted to have a quick chat with him. Bartman back on the floor. It's Bartman, Beaton, George,
Chaney,
and Tennyson. Mack with the ball. A lot of attention from Dillingham, yeah, he's certainly getting a lot of attention from those Wolverines.
And he's going to the bucket, too, you know. And I think he would be wiser to stay out a little bit because you got some of these bigger guys from Dillingham in there. And, you know, if he hadn't had that foul, he would have traveled again on that play. So he's putting a little pressure on him.
Yeah, that was a one-on-one there, free throw. Mack couldn't put it in. Yeah, Dillingham definitely, with the exception of Smith, has the size advantage over Sandpoint. And they are definitely trying to expose that weakness here. Hartman with it. 4 minutes remaining. Still a 3-point game. 46-43. Dillingham still with it, trying to slow the game down a little bit. Hartman guarded by Gunderson. Over to Smeaton. Guarded by Mack. Green. Dumped down into the post. No good there from George. But there was a foul on an offensive rebound for Dillingham.
That was on Smith.
That one was on Smith, and that's his 3rd. So now he needs to be careful here
actually
with 4 minutes.
Actually,
4th. Yeah, that's his 4th. Yeah, we must have missed one there, Wes. That's
hard to keep up.
Yeah, that's Smith's 4th foul, so he really needs to be careful. Sandpoint does not want to lose him. It looks like Starnes is going to come and check in for Smith. Yep, so now off comes Smith. Starnes, freshman, Jesse Starnes comes in, takes the place of Smith.
401, 43-46, Dillingham has the lead.
Brandon George hits his 2nd free throw. That makes 10 points for George. He hit one of those 2 free throws. Scores for Dillingham, Bartman having a huge second half with 16 points. Brandon George with 10, also doing a lot of heavy lifting in the second half. Beaton with 11. Tennyson, 7. And Jaden Mayer, 2. And Zachary Tilden with just 1 at one free throw he hit. For the Eagles, it's Ortega with 4. Mack, 16. Webster with 6. Gunderson with 2. Carl Smith, 15. It would be, we wouldn't be doing our job here if we didn't say that Smith has been held scoreless here in the second half.
Yeah, we would. And that is truly amazing. And he's, however, Smith has gotten some really good defensive blocks.
Yes.
However, he's also stopped some points by fouling, and that's exactly why he's on the bench right now.
Yeah, with 4 fouls, you don't want to lose him here in crunch time. Looks like this game's going to come right down to it. Webster for 3. It's good.
Unbelievable.
That's 9 for Webster. A heck of a shot there. He was about 2 feet behind the three-point line.
Down by 1.
Knocked it down at the one-point game for Dillingham. 3:30 remaining. Hartman. Hartman dribbled over. Double teamed by Webster and Ortega. Over to
Janie.
Up to Smeaton. Double screen coming. Smeaton chooses to go left. Loses control. And that's good defense there from standpoint. Colton Mack. Causes the turnover from Steve. 3:22 remaining, one-point game. But we also need to mention here that Dillingham has those 7 fouls. So if there's a foul here, any kind of foul, we'll put standpoint on the floor on the free throw line for a 1-1. A lot of contact there on that screen. No call. Over to Mack. Webster. Step back. 3-pointer.
Oh,
my goodness. So now it was Smith in the first half. It's Webster here in the second half.
And
he knocked down a huge 3.
Sam Point got the lead.
And Sam Point has now grabbed the lead from Dillingham.
And Smeaton turns it over.
And Smeaton turns it over. So we are getting right down here to the wire here, folks. Stay tuned. This is going to be a classic.
22:52 here in the fourth.
Mack with the ball. Webster still surveying. He's going to be looking for 3. He's guarded by Tennyson. Going to need to watch him. Darn. Up to Ortega. Yeah, there's Webster. He'll shoot from anywhere. Step back. Oh, my goodness. Here we go. Colton Mack into the lane. No call. Well guarded by Smeaton. I agree with the refs on that one. And there's going to be a jump ball. Jump ball there, and this will be going handball.
Okay.
I think we have a timeout as well here, Webster.
Possession arrow is to King Cole.
Standpoint.
Standpoint.
Yeah, 2:30 remaining. Look, we have a timeout here on the floor.
47-49 with Standpoint having a 2-point advantage here.
Yeah, so we'll see if they bring Smith back in here for the last 2 minutes of the game. I'm looking over, still on the bench.
Webster nothing but 3 all night long.
Having a huge second half with Webster. I think he's hit 3 of those 3s in this second half alone. He's carrying the weight here, him and Mack, for Standpoint, really stepping up big. Mack going inside, getting in the lane, getting to the free throw line, and Webster knocking down those 3s. You need to guard him 2 feet behind the line there, Webster.
My mistake, it's Dillingham ball.
Oh, Dillingham ball here. Possession arrow, not switch. Hartman with the ball. Still no full court pressure. Hartman pulled his dribble up and backcourt, goes over to Tennyson. Tennyson over to Bartman. Directing traffic. Play coming here. Smeaton into the paint. Pull up. It's good, and it's a tie game here, folks. Dillingham, Standpoint, 49-49. That's 13 for Smeaton. Huge shot there. Nice dunk down to Starnes, but he can't hit from the pass to Mack. Great look from Mack.
Right under the basket, though.
Starnes could not hit. He had all the space in the world there, Wes. He could just not hit that shot. Smeaton over for 3. It's good. Smeaton stepping into that senior role. Carrying that weight, that's a huge 3. That makes 52-49, and that's 16 for Smeaton, meaning all scorers in the game. Step back shot from Mack, no good. Rebounded by Starnes. And out of bounds, it looks like it will be Standpoint ball. They retain. So Smeaton and Mack, 2 seniors here, going at it, leading all scorers with 16 apiece. Hartman also with 16. And Smith with 15. You'll hear it all in that first half. No points.
1:30 in the fourth left.
Mack.
Starnes is wide open.
puts it over the rim. Rebounded there from Wolf Jackson. He's a new entry there. I missed that substitution. Apologies. Back with the ball. Slowing things down. Coming down to about 1 minute and 10 seconds left. Into Starnes. No good. Wolf rebounded by Jackson, though. Hard work there from Jackson getting that offensive rebound.
That was a premium offensive rebound by Jackson. And
he was fouled immediately.
They need to make these one-and-ones to keep the possession.
Yeah, this will determine the game for Sandpoint, whether they can go down and hit their free throws. As we have Smith, he's coming back in now with. I think he's going to be checking in for Starnes. Starnes having a tough time offensively. Remember, he's just a freshman. As Jackson hits his first free throw, that's his first bucket of the night. On the floor for Sandpoint, you have Mack, Ortega, Jackson, Smith, and Webster. For Dillingham, Beaton, Hartman. Who else we have there? West, 24. Tilden coming in.
Ooh, right out of his hand.
Rebound.
Starnes, nice rebound.
No good. Rebounded by Smeeman. Under a minute now, folks. Two-point game. Rebounded by Dillingham. They're up by two. Standpoint, now they're going to need to pressure a little bit. Might see a foul here. They have two to give. No, good hard defense. Foul.
Starnes.
It will be on Starnes.
They needed to stop that aggression there by Dillingham.
Yeah, Dillingham was really looking to get a quick basket there. And, Carl Smith will be checking back in here.
Yeah, they need that right about now.
He's coming in for Jackson.
Jackson did some fine time for
Sandpoint. He sure did, offensive rebound, getting to the line. But one more foul to give here for Sandpoint. This might be some foul here if they can't get the steal.
Tilden was way open.
Way back, and they're going to try and run this clock down. They're up by two. Yep, there's the foul there on Ortega. Hartman going to the line, 1-1 now.
Ortega says we can't let a lot of time click off, so we'll just give him an opportunity to choke at the free throw line.
Yep.
Hartman with 16 points, though.
Hartman's shot goes up. Oh, no good, and it's rebounded by Ortega. Here we go, folks.
40 seconds
remaining. Sandpoint down by two. Here we go, folks. Stay tuned. Back. Pulled up. Webster from deep. No good. Rebounded by Smith. Kick back out to Webster. Shot goes up. No good. But timeout there called by Coach Sargent. That was a good timeout.
He missed
that three-pointer there. I think he would have been thinking a little differently if Webster had hit that three, but he did miss
it.
Good timeout there from Coach Sargent.
No. Good shot.
Good. No. Yes. Got that timeout. Here we go, folks. 28.5 remaining here in this. We called it right off the bat. This is going to be a good one. 52-54 Dillingham, but Sandpoint with the ball. You really got to be thinking. They have a lot of options here. They could go for three for the win, or they could just go for the tie for two. You know that Mack could get down in that lane, and this could go down to the free throw line.
Mack has been getting into the lane. You got to give him credit. But when he gets into that lane, and he goes up against some of these bigger guys, and he knows he doesn't have a good shot, he'll try to kick it out. And he's gone down hard a couple of times just by him wanting to try to push the offense there. So Mack, I kind of question him.
Yeah, so here we go. Mack with the ball.
25 seconds.
25 seconds remaining. Over to Ortega. Ortega in a corner. No good. Rebounded by Smith. Out back to Mack. We'll get another look at it. Guarded by Bartman. 15 seconds remaining. Well guarded from Bartman. Mack with the ball. Kicked out to Jesse Smith. Oh, no good. But rebounded by Colton Mack. He misses it. Two remaining. No good. And that'll do it, folks. Hard-fought game from both teams. Heartbreaker for Sandpoint, but a heck of a game from Dillingham. Wow, what a game there, Wes. How exciting was that? Three offensive rebounds for Sandpoint, but they just could not put it in.
And a couple of three-point attempts there by Smith and Ortega on this left side.
Really thought that they were going to hit it.
And both of those guys, Ortega, only having 4 points, but Smith with 15 all in that he was shut out in the second half.
He was, yeah. I think they really would have wanted Webster to get that three because he was the hot shot there in the second half, but they couldn't get the ball. Dillingham denied him that ball.
And they had the full 25 seconds from that time that Smith took that shot, and the coach called timeout, you know, just in time. They had that full 25 seconds. Dillingham really did some nice work trying to get that rebound, defensive rebound, but three offensive rebounds there by Sam Point, and they couldn't put it up.
Yeah, and I'm sure that that Coach Dion will be talking to his players about that. You can't let them get four looks like that in crunch time. My goodness. They really bailed themselves out. Sam Point just could not finish. They had three or four chances, three good looks at the basket, but not put it in. A total classic here at the Battle of Bay. Against Dillingham and Sandpoint boys there, giving us a heck of a game there to watch. Let's give you your scorers here. We had Ortega for Sandpoint with 4. Max with 16 had a huge second half, did a lot of the work there in the paint. Webster with 12, shooting those threes. Gunderson with 2. Smith, 15, all in the half. Wolf Jackson with 1, rounding out the point. Dillingham, it was Bartman, 16. George with 10. Seaton also with 16. Tennyson with 7. Mayer with 2. And Zachary Tilden with 1, rounding out the scores for Dillingham.
Sam Point really giving us a good game, only scoring 37% from the field, 66% from the free throw line, still kept them within 2 points. Unbelievable. Dillingham just unofficially going up around 60%. From the field, and 72% from the free throw line. So, Dillingham, they got out of this ball game by the skin of their teeth.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, and that skin was very thin because three looks at it in the last 20 seconds, and it could have gone either a tie or they could have gone a win with that if a shot by Smith or Ortega would have fallen.
Yeah,
so.
You had Mac there, got two good looks at the basket. Could not put them in from mid-range. Those two looks from Ortega and Smith, couldn't put them in. I think they had 4 looks at it with less than 20 seconds left in the game.
Again, final score 52-50. The Dillingham Wolverines over the Sandpoint Eagles. And, Paul, thank you so very much for helping KSCP and Sandpoint.
Okay,
nice
signing off. Thank you, Wes. It was a pleasure.
Take care, gentlemen. We'll return it to the studios in Sandpoint.